Hi, welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trans channel, which means his consciousness is totally gone and the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you, will come through. We get no advance notice, and so it's a very exciting surprise for all of us as to who is going to be present this evening. We have a lot of material to cover, and we have someone ready to go right now. So let's get started.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome.
My name is Noelia.
Noelia. Okay. Could you spell that in the English spelling for me?
No, as in O-W-1. Ow.
Ow. Oh, yeah. Noe Ow. I love it. Wonderful. Okay, thank you. Are you an every with Noah an owl or a being with me with Noe Ow?
My life, I find my language for 20.
Shoshone Medicine Woman.
Yes.
275 years ago in the Western U.S.
Yes.
All right, beautiful. Okay. Thank you so much. We do have a caller, Barbara.
Hello, dear.
Barbara, you there? I guess not. Okay, we'll wait.
Barbara? Barbara, are you there?
Barbara, do you hear?
Yes.
Okay, please go ahead, Barbara.
Hello, dear one.
It's very hard to hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, although it's not as loud as normal.
No, it's really, I don't even know who's, what you just said. I don't know. I'm just going to ask a couple questions. Will Trump stay as our president? If not, when will he leave?
Dear one, he will stay for a short while.
What is a short while?
He will leave before the year ends.
Before the year ends?
Yes.
Why will he leave?
To allow the new governance to occur.
Who will replace him? Would that be Pence and Nikki Haley, who is from New Hampshire?
No, this is going to be totally new people.
Totally new people?
Yes.
What is actually going on with Melania and Trump? Are they distant with each other? Why is there so much shown what they're stone-faced to each other?
This has been very hard on their marriage, and it's showing.
And I didn't get your last word.
It is showing this strain on marriage.
Does he love her, or will they get a divorce?
They will work this out.
What is happening with Ivana, with her clothes, and they're all being lifted out of Nordstrom's and other stores? What is going to happen there?
As far as the clothes being lifted,
Yes, I mean, why are they doing this? And who is doing it? Why? For what reason?
It's a creative outlet.
An outlet. Why are we having a so-called delay on everything coming through, like the gold and the currencies?
They want to release those when there's not going to be any possibility of the cabal messing with them.
There are some people that are cashing in Nevada.
There is some happening, yes. Not a great deal, but some.
Are we at the end of times? And will we all perish in this planet of fire?
I didn't understand the question.
Are we at the end of times? And are we all going to die in a planet of fire?
No and no and no.
No and no and no. Now, I didn't hear who you were representing tonight. Who are you?
My name is Snowy Owl.
Snowy Owl?
Yes.
Where do you come from?
I was a Shoshone medicine woman about 275 years ago.
Shoshone. Oh, very good. Okay, I'll remove myself and somebody else can come in. Thank you very much. Good evening.
You're welcome.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Barbara. And we have Carol. Welcome, Carol.
Thank you very much. I appreciate all and everyone here. I have many, many health issues, and recently Cindy gave me a treatment for cleaning out my, can't remember the word, my lymphatic system, and it's very painful, so I'm wondering how I am doing. Handling that all right?
Yes, you're handling it all right. I would encourage you to use, shall we say, more natural methods to heal yourself.
I don't understand. What do you mean? Not use the Cindy? Is she not a natural method?
Well, not as much as.
And what natural method would you recommend? She works with whatever her name is. I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. And she says she can do no harm.
And that's true, she can't.
So I don't see what the problem could possibly be.
Okay, I'm just recommending that in general you use more natural methods.
Well, could you give me tell me what a more natural method might be?
It would depend on the healer.
No, I'm still confused. You mean find a different healer that would use more natural methods?
Uh, Carol, this is Mary. I think that what snowy owl means is that when you have a decision to make about who to use or what to use, to make mm-hmm. it as natural as possible.
So I did, you cut out.
When you have a choice of methods or substances or whatever, to use what is the most natural in your sense of whatever it is, just to go as natural as possible.
Indeed.
Well, I just assumed this was natural, I guess, but I can't stop this now, right? It's already in progress. I wouldn't stop it
at this point, no.
I can't. Right?
Right.
So, under those circumstances, what do I do?
Send yourself healing energy to go with it.
I feel like I'm doing that. Am I not?
You are, and that is the thing to do.
So I'm basically okay.
Yes, you are.
It's just a little hard on me, harder than it should be or need to be.
Harder than you would like, and I can understand that entirely.
Okay. When will this let up? I mean, how long will this treatment be this traumatic, if that's the word I want to use? Will it dissipate sometime soon?
In about 6 days.
6 days. Well, I guess maybe I can handle that. And I also have a healing tape, and the number one is grounding. Can I play that, or would that be too much for me?
Please do.
Play it?
Yes.
For how long?
You mean per session?
Yeah, I think it lasts maybe like 7 minutes or something like that.
I would do three sessions with that.
Three sessions a day at 7 minutes.
Yes.
Spaced out. Okay.
Yes.
It creates quite a reaction, but that's okay, right?
It is.
Okay. And I'm being asked to drink lots and lots of water, like a gallon of water a day. Is that too much?
No, that's okay.
Okay. All right. I guess that's all of my questions. I thank you all so much, and I am going to survive this, right?
Bless you, dear one.
I am going to survive it?
Yep, you are.
Okay. Okay, thank you all very, very much.
You're entirely welcome. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Carol. And we have another caller, but I did not catch the name.
Is that me?
Hello?
Hi. Hello. Is that me? Namaste.
Brad?
Yes.
Hello, dear one.
Hello. I have a question. Who's coming through tonight? Who am I talking to?
This is Snowy Owl.
Ascended Master or higher than that? What's the highest dimension you are in?
The highest dimension that I am in?
Yes.
The ninth.
Oh, very nice. Thank you. Okay. My question is... every time early in the morning that I, well, not every time, but almost every time I focus on Marduk or whatever you call it, Planet 9 or the X planet or the New Earth, whatever it's called up there, I, in a sense, I get spiritually attacked. Like the other night, these beautiful little kittens were so adorable, started attacking me for 10 minutes and scratching me and making me blood. And then this morning when I did my Marduk, was focusing on Marduk, four adults chased me around and criticized me. And then last week, these huge 300-foot tractors were trying to squish me. So is this a challenge for me that I need to forgive, or is it a lesson that I need to send love out, or am I actually spiritually being attacked by entities?
Dear one, you are being attacked, and you need to let this go and move on.
Are there... they're entities, but if they're entities being attacked, or what is to let go? If it's actual entities attacking me, what is to let go?
The ceremony. Let go of the ceremony.
So this is a ritual that this is like a ceremony that I'm doing on purpose over and over. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
So I'm creating this because I want to be attacked? What are you saying in the ceremony? So am I spiritually being attacked by other entities? Or this is just something that I am creating for an experience?
You're being attacked by energies that you have inadvertently let loose.
From me. So it's, okay, so I have let loose this energy, so it's not necessarily dark entities or negative entities messing
with
me.
No, but it's still not good for you, obviously.
So it's something from within that I need to let go.
Yes.
Can you give me an example of how to release this?
Go in meditation.
Yes.
And call this energy up.
But what is this energy I'm calling up?
The energy that is attacking you.
Okay, and there's no name or anything. I just have to... Okay, so I just need to call this up. Okay, and then now
yep.
Once I call it up, now what?
Let it go.
Okay. Now, this it's also is happening in the lucid dreams when you're awake in the dreams and you know what's going on in the dreams. So... if it happens while I'm in the dream and I'm aware and awake in the dream as a lucid dream, is there something I can do then?
Do I yes.
Let it go
again,
right then? I can't hear you. So let it go is the main message. Is that correct?
Let it go, yes.
Okay, so even if I'm awake and aware in the dream while I'm being attacked, I just say, let it go. This is a no thing. This is done and gone. And
correct.
That will help? And that will help. Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
You are most welcome, Brett.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Brett.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, let me take a quick break here. We have the pleasure of Snowy Owl, a Shoshone medicine woman of 275 years ago, here with us today. Let me give some phone numbers. If you're on a listen-only line, please hang up and call. First number is toll-free, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. The alternate number is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. And we are back with Snowy Owl. And I would love you to share with us your focus now, or what your major job work is now, and does it connect to your time as a medicine woman here on Love the Planet?
Yes, it does. And that work that you speak of is to help people to trust their hearts. Because everybody needs to trust their heart.
Oh, so true.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yes, beautiful. All right. That is great. And in these times of political and economic change, that's extremely important in order to discern what's the best course of action on any given event in one's life, I would think.
Absolutely.
Very, very important.
Yeah.
Good, good. Can you give us a perspective on the situation with the ban on travel to the seven countries and the judge who has gone against the ban, and what is the spiritual perspective on this and the purpose?
The purpose is to protect the people.
Yes.
But this is not a good way to go about it, as you know.
Okay.
You don't ban a whole country. You don't ban a whole culture. You ban certain individuals.
Yes, that would be true. Okay. And so this ban needs to be refined to a more specific situation where individuals are validated or vetted.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So is the judge, in throwing this out, is the judge following a spiritual principle, or is the judge a cabal person and just wanting to make trouble for Trump?
Spiritual person. Doing what thinks is right.
Okay. That, and a judge. That is awesome.
There are those.
There are good people everywhere. Okay. All right. That is excellent. Okay. That was not the answer I expected, but I'm very happy to receive it. Okay.
Good.
The situation with Mexico, and particularly the county, I guess it's the county of Sonora that's next to Arizona, being upset with Arizona new law about businesses hiring only legals and not illegals, and causing the illegals to go back to their hometowns and obviously create pressures on the services available, which are pretty slim. But isn't it time for Mexico to step up and take care of its people?
Yes. But they need help? Yes, they need help.
Okay. So assisting or empowering Mexico, or particularly Sonora, to become more capable of taking care of its own people would be a really good thing, right? Would you say?
Absolutely true.
Okay. Okay, because that really is where the responsibility lies. Mexico has had for many years extremely limiting immigration laws. There's those from other countries who go to live there. There's a whole lot of stuff they can't do. They can't buy property. They can't get government services. Completely opposite from what we give them Mexicans here in this country. Can you speak to that imbalance between our immigration situation and Mexico?
The planet is going to be moving to much more balance in everything, including where people can live.
Okay, so more balance and where people can live. People can choose to live wherever they want.
Yes.
And then will that cause a shift in the illegal situation here in the United States, where the illegals are needing to become legal, or is the whole process going to change?
The whole process will change.
Okay. All right.
When you take it from a mind-based program to a heart-based program, it will most certainly change.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Cindy, welcome.
Hello, dear.
There's been a lot of cracks happening all over the earth. A new one started in Pakistan that's a mile long. There's one in Arizona that's really long. What is causing these cracks where they do not know why they're happening? And some of them are very deep.
It's in preparation for the surface population being joined by some of those who live on the interior of the planet.
So is this like getting ready to open tunnels that are from the inner and hollow earth?
That's part of it.
I don't understand. Pardon?
That's part of it. Not all of it, but it's part of it.
Can you elaborate what the other part is?
In large measure, this is occurring to gain the attention of the surface population.
Okay.
Does that compute?
Yes, it's got my attention, but it doesn't quite compute for me how. So it's just going to get more cracks all over the earth, so people will go and look at them?
So people will think about what's in the earth.
Okay. I have a friend, his name is Dave Holton, and he's a very gentle, wonderful man. They thought at first it's his liver causing his problems, and now they're saying possible leukemia. Are you able to tell me what's going on, or is it something I'm not supposed to know about?
Well, obviously, he needs to heal, correct?
Yes.
So he's brought up this healing crisis so that he would have the opportunity to do it in a bigger fashion, so to speak.
Okay. Would it be helpful when Mary got her box for him to go over so Mary can do some sessions with him?
Yes, it would.
Okay. I'm writing a note to myself. Then on my cat, I have three options of where they could live. Could you tell me which one they would want to go to? I have Richard in Oregon, Susan here that lives close to me, and Berna and Jared who live close to me. Where would the cats want to go?
Oregon.
Oregon, Richard. Okay. Yeah, one just left the room because I asked the question. Okay, so they would be happier in Oregon.
Yes, dear.
Okay. And then I was told I would be going to France. I would be in France by March 15th, but it sounds like that's getting moved out again because they want to make sure the cabal can't get to the monies that through the CEs. Or
dear,
is it still March 15th, I'll be in France?
Dear one, I don't suggest you project limitations for yourself.
All right. So I keep feeling I'm going to be there in France. I just don't have the monies at the moment.
So manifest them.
Okay. I keep working on it. What is holding me back from manifesting them?
A little more commitment, dear one.
All right. Okay. And then I've been reading about how they have, I think it was 15,000 or 150,000 men and women from this website, Darknet, that were pedophiles. And they've only arrested a very small amount of these people. When are they going to be arresting all the others? They've known about this since 2014.
When are they going to be arresting the others?
Yes.
Soon.
Like a...
This year.
Soon?
Yes, this year.
This year. Will that be put on the media where people can see it, or will it be sort of undercover? I mean, where it's not brought up so the public's aware.
There won't be much information about it brought out to the public.
I'm sorry. What you said was sort of choppy. Could you repeat it?
It won't be on the front page of the New York Times.
It won't
be broadcast heavily, but it's available. The information's available for people to go look for it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you being here.
You are
and I'll
most
hang up
welcome.
Now. Thank you, Snowy Owl. I'll hang up
welcome.
Now. And what?
Most welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you, Cindy.
Namaste.
Carol, you have a quick question?
Yeah, I'm not getting any sleep. Would melatonin help me at all?
Yes.
Okay, and would a better healer for me be Louise? She works in the holographic realm.
Yes.
Okay, but I'll have to wait till all this dissipates before I work with her, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you're saying this will dissipate in 6 days, but do I have to wait longer than that?
Nope.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much, and many blessings to all of you. I really, really appreciate you being here.
Thank you, dear one.
You're welcome.
Welcome, Susan.
Hello, dear one.
Good evening. Good evening, Mary, Rod, and Snowy Owl, Shoshone Medicine Woman. That's exciting. So I would like to ask the question of you, how can I best, from where I'm at, help heal the planet and the beings on her?
Send them love.
Okay. Excellent. I will do that. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here,
welcome.
All of you, and for what you do. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Susan. Noelle, could you address the current situation with Fukushima? There's still so much reporting going on about not what a disaster this is. And it's my understanding that the Galactics have taken care of a lot of it. And so it's down to a very low launch, so to speak. And I put this information out, and yet people I'm in contact with, I seem to get a lot of panic about Fukushima. That particularly, and a couple of others. Can you put us straight as to what the situation at Fukushima is?
It has, in fact, been largely taken care of by the Galactics. Now, there are many people who won't allow that as a possibility in their world.
Oh, okay.
But they're going on projections. They're not going on what's really happening.
True. Yes.
So that's what's happening.
Okay. Okay, because the planet will be in much worse shape if what they are saying is actually happening.
No kidding.
Yeah. Okay, I'm very grateful for that clarity and for the Galactics taking care of it. They started immediately, did they not, to
they did.
Ameliorate the situation? And,
yes.
Okay. Tomorrow is February 10th, and I understand it's a very big day for an eclipse and full moon, and that there's another eclipse this month. And can you share, and I think there's another big event as well. Can you share the purposes of these and what we are to pay attention to these events?
These events are pointing out to everyone that new energies are here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
New energies.
Yes.
And that's the reason that they're here. They want everybody to notice. New energies are here.
New energies are here. I love that. Yes.
What you ask.
Yes, I love it. And that's a very simple way of saying it.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I have a situation where I have a number of private charitable foundation clients, and it's my understanding that a few of them have actually had the opportunity to exchange their currency. The ones who have, are they under such a stringent NDA that they are actually told to lie and say, no, I haven't exchanged. What are you talking about? Blah, blah, blah. Is that the current situation, particularly with a couple I have in mind?
Indeed, it is.
It is. So they're just completely being to the public, whatever their public is, in denial of having had that opportunity.
Yes.
And I see most of them as afraid to spend any money improving their own personal living situations or whatever, that there seems to be a mentality of great limitation and fear of doing something to move forward. Maybe not making a big splash, I understand that, but doing something to move forward to improve their situation or give away some of the abundance to needy local groups, maybe in a quiet way. Can you address if that's the situation or just afraid?
They have been greatly intimidated.
And few of them have the guts to do something anyway, is what you're saying.
That is correct.
Okay. And yet they could do a few things that would not create a lot of public attention, is my sense. But they have options, small options.
There are things they could do that would not make waves.
Mm-hmm. That would be helpful.
That would be helpful.
Yes. Okay. Okay. That is sad that there's so much fear there. Because it impacted us as well as others.
That is true.
Yes, that's true. Okay. Let's see. Do you have a message other than what you've already given for our listeners and those who will listen to the archive show?
You have to trust your heart. You must.
Yes.
That is my message.
That's your message.
Yes.
Okay. And when you were here as a Shoshone medicine woman, was that one of the things that you taught your clients, your patients?
My people?
Yes. Okay. What is happening currently with the North Dakota Standing Rock situation? And is the Army Corps of Engineers going ahead with an environmental impact? Still a fair progress. Have the Standing Rock people pretty much given up and gone home because they're really terrible?
Some of them. Okay. Not all.
Not all. But there's still a presence there.
There is a presence.
Making a statement.
Right. Take your hat off to them.
Absolutely. What circumstances to be experiencing? I had the idea when the 2 million bikers went to the inauguration from all over the country to help keep the peace. It was a major, wonderful event that certainly made a difference in how that whole thing went and how much space it was for the general public. Right? I would love, I tried to find anybody who could contact anybody in that group to send a home through Standing Rock and make a statement of, hey, enough is enough, and stand for the indigenous people there. But I don't think it happened.
No, it didn't happen. But it was a great idea.
Well, I wonder, is there any way to carry it out with the bikers on the mainland? Obviously, Hawaii didn't send very many, probably because of transportation.
Yeah.
But it would be wonderful if a bunch of bikers would show up and make a statement as to what's right.
It would.
Yeah. Okay. Carol, do you have a quick question?
Yeah, can you do anything to back up this pain?
Do anything what? I'm sorry?
Do anything to back off the pain. It's quite horrible.
Done.
Oh, thank you very, very, very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
Okay, so, what else is pertinent as far as what's going on in the banking system globally now? The situation with the Chinese and, of course, Trump and Putin, but the banking situation in general for the benefit of humanity, what progress is being made?
Huge progress.
Okay.
Huge progress.
The ICC still doing arrests, outdoing their arrests?
They are indeed.
Are they halfway through the 30,000 plus or more so?
More so. Not much, but more so.
More so. Okay. And I know there's more than 30,000 arrests watched that were prepared. Okay. Are the ones that haven't been contacted yet, are they learning from the ones that have? Is there any contact so that they realize, oops, I better shape up?
Yes, they are forewarned. So to speak.
So to speak. and they may choose, a few of them may choose to clean up their act, and certainly many will not, right?
There will be both camps.
Both camps, okay. All right. Are we getting significantly closer to the banking internationally be cleaned up so that the cabal cannot steal the humanitarian funds coming out?
Much.
Much closer?
Yes.
Another month, 2 months, 3 months, roughly? Any?
Roughly another 3 weeks.
3 weeks? Yes. Oh, that would be great. So that means that then all the sources of the humanitarian fund can begin to roll out.
Yes.
In 3 weeks or so. Oh, that would be so awesome. Because there are many sources. It's not just currency revalued. St. Jimmy's World Trust, right? And the Leawanta Fund and the Prosperity Programs and many other sources, or several sources.
Many sources, yes.
Yes. We recently had mentioned to us that the Prince of Monaco is a good guy and is part of the positive change. Is that true?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
I believe so.
Well, at least believe that.
And our appearance, it does. We really know that the Earth rotates with the moon right there. But, yes, in appearance, yes. Okay. Well, that's good to know. Okay. The cabinet that Trump has put together, are they pretty, most of them pretty solid on getting the job done that they've been assigned and good guys, basically?
These are competent people, and some of them are having to look at some of the ideas and values that they have carried along with them.
Okay, so they're being given an opportunity to turn into good guys for the people instead of maybe some actions, ideas they've held in the past, right?
That's a gentle way to put it.
Okay, okay. And anybody that doesn't play ball positively, Trump can fire.
Oh, that's such a hard task for him.
Right.
Right.
Right. Okay. Now, it's my understanding also that many of the ones he's put in place are privately wealthy individuals, which means they cannot be compromised as easily. They can't be blackmailed as easily. They can't be compromised financially as easily as maybe someone equally competent but without private resources.
Right.
Well, that's a wise move. A wise move to try to keep those influences out of the ball game. Okay.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. I'm a little sad that Melania is having to deal with something that she didn't plan on having to deal with, even though she's such a classy lady. She reminds me of Jackie Kennedy so very much. And I appreciate that someone classy in that position. They, I understand, are never going to live in the White House, and the White House will become a museum at some point.
At some point.
Yeah. Okay. And that's a good plan. Because the whole thing needs to change. That's the goal. And that we are going to have government, not government. Big difference.
Indeed it is.
So when Trump steps down in favor of the new governance, there won't be anybody replacing him. No president, right?
Right.
No vice president. No.
It's going to be all
no Congress as we know it, either House or Senate, right? Right. And many of the agencies are being cleaned out of people that are not helpful to people.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to be judicious here, but not be unkind. You know that I can be very clear when I need to be about my opinion about something. So I'm trying to be soft and gentle here.
Okay.
Because our purpose is to educate and help people, not to offend anybody. But sometimes offense is necessary.
Sometimes it is.
Take a stand.
Yes.
And say, this is the way I see it. Okay. All right. Well, I can be pretty good at that, as you know.
I do indeed.
All right. How is Mother Earth doing in her cleanup program for herself?
She is doing great. She has more to do, as you know.
Yes.
But she's doing great.
Okay. She's, even though some of the surface stuff is still a real challenge, she's managing to clean from inside.
She is indeed.
And it will come more and more to the surface as
yes.
time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. The plastic float in the Pacific Ocean that's moved west of Hawaii, my understanding last time I asked was it was down by 1/3 from its original size. Is that still true? Is it down farther?
Further.
Awesome. And the Galactics are doing it as well as people in ships there
yes.
and processing.
Yeah,
great. Great. And it's my understanding they're going to leave part of it alone because many of the species have managed to make homes in the plastic, in the, you know, and
yes.
build homes that they didn't have before.
Right.
So are they being wise in what areas they are cleaning and what areas they're leaving alone?
Do they
understand this?
Well, they do.
They understand it.
Yeah.
Okay, that is great. How in the world can they tell where to clean and where to leave alone from the surface?
You just have to ask the right questions.
And then listen.
Yeah.
Right. So ask and listen.
Yes.
Yeah. Which, of course, looks for anything. Right?
Correct. Yeah.
Anything. Thank goodness we have that gift to us. That is something that we all, I think, could use more of. Use more wisely. I try to use it as much as I can, but I'm sure I don't. So, but anyway.
It's not the missing the things that's important. What's important is your desire to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Intent's the biggest deal, right? You just kind of like the ball.
Yes.
Okay. Intent's the biggest deal in anything.
Yes.
Whether you're healing, making changes in your family, making changes career, money, everything, right? Intent is the major key.
Indeed.
Right. Okay, well, we're very grateful for the clarity you brought. And I think we're just about out of time today. And we all thank you so very, very much for being present.
My pleasure, Jill.
Beautiful responses. And we look forward to all Indigenous people being empowered and having appropriate lands and good life.
May I remember to look forward to all people's lands.
Thank you. They have been taken to the cleaners by
a bird.
Yes.
Far and not appropriate.
Yes. Way far. So, yes, thank you for admitting that to all people. And I do especially I'd love to correct.
Do that.
That's not nice stuff.
Oh.
Right. Thank you again so very much for coming today.